Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the Philippines, we have Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, The Lord of the Harvest and His Laborers.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. "Go, rather, to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You receive without payment, give without payment." The Gospel of the Lord. Sisters and brothers, this may actually be one of the most quoted passages. Reading today's Gospel, I would like us to reflect on three verses. One, when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Second point of reflection, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. And third, you receive without payment, give without payment. When Jesus saw the crowd, he had compassion for them. The word for having this kind of compassion in Greek is esplaknise. This is an especially strong word which comes from the word splaknon, which means the inward parts like the heart, the liver, lungs. In its usage, the inward parts, these are the emotions, the heart, the affections. It presents to us seat of the feelings. It expresses a compassion, mercy that springs from the deepest part of one's being. That's why it's inward parts. Today, we call it heartfelt compassion. In other words, when we use the original Greek term, esplaknise, it prompts action. This disposition of Jesus was most fruitful in works of mercy. This one of the deepest, richest, most comforting qualities of Jesus, our Savior. Reflecting upon that particular verse, perhaps an ordinary observer wouldn't have noticed the condition of the people. In fact, a lot of Jews definitely may have seen the condition of their brothers and sisters, but it did not result to action. Second point of reflection. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. The disciples were told to pray for laborers. Today, when we are confronted with such a dilemma, our instincts would make us act differently. Perhaps most of us may instruct other people to do the work itself, no? But Jesus did not instruct them not to do the rest of the work. Instead, he says, pray therefore that the Lord of the harvest will send out laborers into his harvest. This tells us that the action is in the hands of the Lord of the harvest. In view of this distressing need, Jesus teaches us to call on God the Father. The Father is the Lord of the harvest. He is far more and greater than the owner or the one who is in charge. God is the one who, through Christ, has compassion to send laborers. Third point of reflection. You receive without payment. Give without payment. In an agrarian society, in the biblical times, laborers received not only wages, but also meals and sometimes lodging. But in this case, this is not the harvest Jesus was talking about. The disciples receive the gospel as a gift, and they are to give it freely to others in return. They are not to charge people for their teaching. Jesus is sending the apostles to work without resources and ask them to trust that God will provide what is required. Here we are reminded of Jesus' words in the Sermon on the Mount. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be given to you. Reflecting on those emphasized texts, what do these verses say to us today? How do this all relate to our life today? Jesus was moved. The powerful words the gospel describes, Jesus' compassion that springs from the deepest part of his being, a compassion that prompts action. How attentive are we to the conditions of the people around us? Jesus acknowledged that the laborers are few, and he told the disciples to pray. The workers are those who are qualified to do the work and are sent. It is God who is the Lord of the harvest that will send us the workers. Today, more often than not, we look for intellectuals, professionals, high-ranking officials, talented and skillful people. We are mostly attracted to these achievements, to this kind of people. But God does not look upon all this in calling us to do his work. Our achievement, degree, money, or power will not qualify us. The workers are those who are qualified to do this work and are sent. It is God who is the Lord of the harvest that will qualify the workers. You receive without payment, give without payment. Jesus calls us to trust God to provide what we need. To labor for Jesus is not a commercial venture. When God calls us, we trust that he will take care of us. How trusting are we when we receive God's call? May the good Lord bless us, take care of us, have mercy upon us, and look kindly upon us who are in dire need. And may we all place our trust in God, the Lord of the harvest. Amen.